Yeah, Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. Gotta love it. Scorpio. That one's for you, right wingers. I think Dan O'Donnell uses that song. Come on, Dan. Find out where we are left of the dial if you go that far. Give me a call. Somebody can. 844-967-2789. Yeah, it was kind of a quiet week for me. I guess on the radio and social media now that I'm off again for a week.
What did you do now?
I called Congresswoman Boebert a garden implement name.
Gardening tool. You got to stay clear.
A gardening tool. But, I even spelled it H-O-E, so I don't know. But, hey, I should have heeded the warning from Facebook. I think they got it all set up on keywords now because it was on a friend's post, and I don't know if they thought I was saying that about her for making the post, which I wasn't. And she was like, wow, I only let my friends see the post. So it isn't always somebody turning you. Sometimes it's you just went too far for who? I don't know, Whitey maybe? Or yeah, I don't know. I make a lot of people upset. But that's okay, man, because, we need people to upset this imbalance in Wisconsin that we have. And we talked about the Republicans being obstructive. I mean, yeah, and even the Democrats, the centrist Democrats, the goal, in D.C. is to fight off those progressive policies, We don't need clean air and water, We just keep pounding the soil for oil and for gas and, we don't need jobs with wages, right? We've seen all that. All you got to do is create all these low-wage service jobs, people in healthcare and people in the food service industry, just keep chomping them. Call them essential and don't treat them that way. But, access to elections and healthcare and jobs and education. Yes, you called it. They are the obstruction crowd, only worse. I mean, it just continues. And I knew this back in the day, man, 2012, 13, 14, 15. I just kept knowing the reason why I got to keep coming back to this is because it's just going to get worse. They're not going to stop. If you said, well, when will it end? It's not going to end unless we do something about it. I see we got Rick on the line, so let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up today?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
always amaze me are poor people voting Republican.
Yep.
Voting against their best interest. I mean, is it Stockholm Syndrome? Have they been abused for so long now that they're going to side with the abuser? I mean, Republicans don't do anything for people that make under $50,000, $60,000 a year. But they keep voting for them. It can't just be the 3 G's. I've had arguments on Facebook with people and, bring up immigration. And they refuse to believe that Donald Trump's hired illegal aliens.
I know.
That's been, that's all over. You can find one news story after another on that. But no, we'll put blinders on because he's perfect and the Republicans are perfect. It's, both parties are pretty crappy. But, my God, at least admit when your party screwed up.
And by the way, they just had to shut down, major portions of Mar-a-Lago because of an outbreak there. I don't know if you saw that, but I mean, yeah. And he's been doing this, they always did that. They hired people, that were not documented, even I guess, illegally working, I would say, but I've never called a human being illegal. If anybody's illegal, it's the entire Republican Party.
That's their word. They like to use that word.
They got a lot of words. Yeah. And I
throw that word back at them because they hire them. That's why they're here, because there's work.
Yes.
Companies will do it because they don't even have to pay minimum wage. Pay in cash, give them $25 a day, and it's been done and it's not enforced because they don't want to enforce it because it helps their bottom line.
No, and that's what Robin Voss does, Rick. And anything else you want to add to it?
Oh, no, that's about it.
All right, thanks for calling again and listening. And I know Rick, man. He's one of the guys that was down at at the Capitol, you know, constantly while we stood up. And that's the problem in Wisconsin. We got to do that again. I mean, we can't vote our way out of this mess. We've tried that. And it's basically because of the gerrymandering. But again, why do people support things that harm them? And Rick, I think some of that is because, you know, they're probably don't have the highest intellect, right? They're definitely ill-informed and misinformed and misled. And then on top of that, you add in racism, which we see the explosion not only against African-Americans, but against Asians. And nobody ever talks about what Native Americans went through and continue to go through, losing elders because of the COVID virus. You know, and these are things that, I mean, these are people that are irreplaceable. And up next, I guess we got Dave from Mequon. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? First time on your show.
It is, and I know who you are.
That's good. I want to start off really quickly. The one thing that people are not talking about, you know, back in 1985 and 1993 during the Clinton administration, the Omnibus Act, we now tax 85% of Social Security. In other words, whatever Social Security that you receive can be taxed up to 85%, which is absolutely ridiculous. That needs to be reformed ASAP, because you're already paying the Social Security. Why is the federal government then taxing Social Security recipients, seniors, obviously? And I think, you know, that hits a lot of middle class and lower class people. Needs to be done away with.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on that, Dave, at all. Yeah. We're going to go to a hard break. Do you want to stay, hold on the line,
sure.
We'll take you when we get back?
Sure.
We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. And then second thing is, you know, for the people who work in the food industry, waiters and waitresses, I know that the state recently passed where they're not taxing tips if it's cash. I think that should also be done at the federal level and along with if you put it on a credit card statement. I mean, that's money that obviously can go to that person directly. And, you know, without having to nickel and dime again, a person that's on the lower end income end of things. So that would be, those are two things. As a conservative, that's what I'm saying, that should be done as soon as possible. Because if we want to encourage people to work, let's stop taxing them on everything that they are doing, especially on benefits and jobs of this nature.
And I'm going to respond to all that. Dave, thanks for calling, and I'm glad you listened today. We'll be back, and I'll respond to that as soon as we get back. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Stick.